On this day, 6th April 1921, R.I.C. Foyle holdup. A holdup of the most daring character occurred on Belfast Falls Road yesterday afternoon and was followed by a sensational chase by two detectives. Five men participated in the holdup and three of them were captured. They were William James Casey, 22, and Patrick Begley, Abercorn Street North, and Lawrence Maguire, 21, Derby Street. The affair occurred opposite Willowbank Huts. A paymaster was driving on a sidecar with about £600 to pay men employed at Glenelina when five men rushed out and presented revolvers. As the raiders were endeavouring to relieve the man of the money, he clung tenaciously to the bag. Realising that matters were becoming too hot for them, the raiders made off across the fields in the direction of the Donegal Road. Detective Sergeant M. Concannon happened to be passing and was informed of what had happened, as was Detective Constable Slowey. The two detectives commandeered a motor car which was passing and, sighting the men making across the bog meadows, drove into the fields at a fast pace. The policeman alighted and called upon the fugitives to halt. One of the men halted and turned, and Sergeant Concannon, suspecting the man's movements, fired on him, missed, and closed with him, effecting his arrest. Two other men were arrested and loaded revolver recovered. Coal Island Barracks bombed. Coal Island, County Tyrone, police barracks was attacked last night. Bombs were thrown at the building, which is a substantial and protected structure. The bombs had little effect and were followed by rifle fire. The police replied vigorously. IRA drill instructor shot. Mr. R.S. Heron, deputy coroner for South Down, held an inquest yesterday in Castlewellan Courthouse on the remains of James Johnston of Castlewellan, who died on Sunday from a gunshot wound. It was stated that Johnston, originally drill instructor of the Unionist Ulster Volunteers and later of the Irish Volunteers, IRA, had been imprisoned and was released on hunger strike and had been on the run recently. Accompanied by two men, he went to a field near the town on Sunday. As he pulled a concealed rifle from the ditch, it exploded, wounding him. He died 2 hours later. The jury found that he was accidentally shot by a rifle, which he was handling himself. The funeral to Auchlis Nafin and was restricted by the military. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, Willowbank's Huts had been erected on the Falls Road to house Baden Powell's troops during the 1886 riots. They were later used by the Irish Volunteers, reviewed there by Patrick Pearce in March 1916. James Johnston, a Castlewellan Protestant, had left the UVF to join the IRA.